Director Susan Webb.
Thank you. As promised, here is the CAMP, the discretionary community grant policy. Take one, pass one down. They were in your packets, but these are more copies. I'll just go over the highlights. We've talked about grants before. This will become our policy if council agrees to it. Basically, just a few things. The discretionary grant amount each year will be set, the funding level will be set with the budget so that it can fluctuate as we are right now in sort of a budget crunch, and we have reduced the grant level just a couple of months ago. We need a letter to place it on the agenda. I will look into the grant and make recommendations and determinations. All grants coming from the discretionary community grant account must be voted on at county council meetings. The grantee must be a nonprofit organization, group, or agency. If the grantee is not physically located in the county, the purpose of the grant must be on behalf of the Sussex County residents. They're just some of the highlights of the points of what the policy would be. Any questions? Or mm-mm. It's basically what we've been doing with a couple of tweaks.
I've been sort of surveying my constituency about this. I've had questions presented to me, and I'm not sure, you know, just what the answers would be, you know, from everybody here. But just for your information, they're asking things like, why do we not make all the requests public, all the grant requests public? Why would we just have the ones that were accepted? And another thing, do you verify that everything is 501c3? Do they show you income tax information or whatever's necessary?
Starting with this policy, yes.
Okay.
Now, we do have a lot of repetitive grants, which every time we pay Cape Henlopen School District, I don't require a 501c3.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I know from looking in and just from working in it so long, what I feel I need to call them up, which I do, and say, you know, you need to fax me this to stay on the agenda, or I'll pull it. That's why I've inserted myself in determination of a lot of these grants. And as soon as I get the proper paperwork, you can be placed back on the agenda. So that interaction. Basically, the grant letters come to the council people. If they come to me, I will get it to the person who's district it serves. I don't make that determination whether to go on the agenda. And when they come to me with questions, I might help them out with prior funding and that kind of stuff. But it would be their choice to place it on the agenda.
Is there any oversight as to how the money was actually used? Do we ask for a report back? I mean, most governmental authorities that give public money out in the form of grants do ask for reports, I understand.
Not in this case, although I can say many of these grants are of a small nature. It would be cumbersome on an accounting end to retrieve all those reports and check them against the letters to see if they were used exactly for, you know, what the purpose was. We do review the purpose. The purpose is basically stated on the agenda. I read the letter, and most times the purpose is of a need. A lot of these organizations are strapped anyway, but because of the smallness of it versus the larger grants where we do get into an oversight.
Sometimes 5,000, 10,000.
Well, I mean larger than that, mm-hmm. But if there are $200 or $300 or $400, there's just so many, you know, small ones, especially when you're, you know, you got the human service grants too.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already had your councilman refer that also, so they've already looked into it too. So that's sort of the nice thing about
the discretionary grants when it represents your district and the councilman, they might know the need in the community, and they might see that the sign at the ballpark has fallen off the hinges. You know, $200 is going to fix it. You know, so with them living in that area. Mm-hmm. Sort of internal checks and balances, I guess you could say.
Okay, good.
Could I get a motion, if there are no other questions, from the council to approve the written grant policy as presented by Ms. Webb? I have a motion. Is there a second? I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. Thank you very much, Ms.
Good
Webb.
Job.
Thanks.
I believe the next item is Mr. Godwin, our Deputy County Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. This afternoon, the first issue I'd like to discuss with you is one we've discussed before, and that is the lease that we have currently allowing the Delaware National Bank to use much of our floor space at the Western Complex. As you know, we have been working some time to relieve the need for office space in this building and in some other areas. As a matter of fact, you're also aware that we're currently renting space outside of this building for offices that would be better served if they were in this building. So the pursuit here is to make efficient use of our own floor space, office space, before we rent or buy any on the outside. Just to review with you quickly where we've been so far with this, two or three months ago, I suggested that we contact Delaware National Bank and find out if they had any excess floor space that they were leasing from us. They agreed that they did. We've discussed a number of times a 2,100 square foot section on the second floor that they would be willing to let us have back. That would more than suffice to take care of the immediate need that we have, which is to move the clerk of the peace from rented office space nearby back into this building before their current lease expires, which is this June. So, in the negotiations and discussions with the bank, I eventually had such discussion with the president of Delaware National Bank, Mr. Randolph Taylor, and the last discussion, which was right at the end of last month, he informed me that they were willing to agree with us on a lease amendment, which would allow us to reuse this space, provided we build some walls and do some security improvements on the property that would help them maintain their bank security. But he had one more important question before he signed the amendment, and that was whether or not you would consider extending his current lease, which is scheduled to expire in 2 years, March 31st of 2011. They currently have some 8,600 square feet under lease from us. The reason he needs that question answered now before we do the amendment is the facilities and people that he would be moving away from the 2,100 square feet that we're going to use. He wants to know whether he can just move them on site somewhere else in the building, or should he plan on moving them off site, because eventually in 2 years he'd be moving his entire operation off site anyway. So he has not yet signed the amendment that we have requested, but he said he agrees with it and will sign it once you have answered the question of whether or not you can extend his lease. Now, he also informed me, as I asked him this, whether you agree to an extension will not have a bearing on whether or not he's going to allow us to have this amendment in place. So we're going to be able to use this space anyhow.
So the amendment's just for the current
lease.
Lease,
which would allow us to move back in there
within
the next 30 days or so. We could move some people from this building back into that space and bring the clerk of the peace back.
And have you and whoever you're working with, your little group, have you decided in 2 years what are our needs going to be?
Well, I have Russ Archer here because Russ has been studying that in detail. I included in your package last Friday a report that he had given us on the 24th of February, but I thought Russ could review that with you again. It was a good question because there's no sense in us taking the space back in 2011. We don't need it.
Mm-hmm. If we don't need it.
If we don't need it.
But
Russ can explain to you how we plan to use it. Russ?
I guess what I'll do is just give a quick review of what we talked about back in February. Nothing has really changed since that point. So essentially, when I passed that out to you last year, or last February, there was on the second page, I had an outline of the current space allocations of different offices. I identified the some potential offices that could move around. I identified the engineering department, where we had an office here on Circle. We had one at Tunnel and Razor. We also had one at the West Complex at the time. Register of Wills, Community Development, and Sheriff. And we kind of looked at their space and where they're located now, and we said we could, if that space became available out at the West Complex, we could shift some of these offices around and let us be able to accommodate our growth over the next few years. I think one of the original questions was, you know, how important is it to be looking at new buildings and those kind of things? And the outcome of the discussion was that it's really not that important if we have that space out there at the West Complex to move into. And essentially, the scenario I threw out, because it's only one scenario, but it seemed to work well for the space that we have. The engineering department would move out of here and move out to the West Complex to where the bank is located. There's about 8,600 square feet of space out there. We're using about 8,000 square feet in here, so we could move out there. Our public works office is already out there, so we would be adjacent to them, could work better with our engineering department. And it also gave us a little bit more space, because what we would do is we could move the community development here into this building, which would put them on the circle. And we could also give the sheriff's office a little bit more space out there, which is what they need out at the West Complex. So it kind of solved a lot of problems, gave everybody a little bit more space, and also let us move the Register of Wills into this building. They're very undersized over in the current spot that they're at.
In 5 years, Russell, how will we look then if we follow that scenario? Will that take care of us?
Well, one of the things I said back then was, as Hal pointed out, it's the lease expires in March 2011. It's going to take us 6 to 9 months to get that building ready. So it would be 2012 we'd be in, before we could even move into it. So you're talking about 2 years anyway. And that would suit our needs for the next maybe 4 or 5 years, I think. I think we could get by. Of course, it depends on the economy, and it depends on the activity.
So if the activities, which is in a down mode right now, stays kind of levels off like this for a while, we could go quite a while unless we see another uptick.
Yeah, and that would give us time once we get in there to take a look at the situation again and explore the options, which, you know, at the time we looked at this needs study, it seemed kind of imminent. We needed to do something, and now I think we have a little bit more time. But by us being able to use that space, that would give us that opportunity. Okay.
Two more things I wanted to add. Our economic development office, as you know, has been established out at the new EOC, which seems to work well for Julie. But I suspect that in some time, Joe Thomas may need some of that space back from her. She could then come to the third floor and have room to do what she needs. So I think, as Russ was explaining, there's opportunities in this for us to adjust and make even better use of this space as time goes on. One more thing I didn't include yet is that Mr. Taylor from Delaware National Bank said, if your council does not extend my lease beyond 2011, there may be a possibility for us to move out earlier than that. In other words, if we find another space to go, we might want to move earlier, 6 months, or maybe even a year earlier than 2011.
Well, how much space then do they have after they take the 8,000 out? What do they
have?
They have
8,000 total. We're asking to get 2,000 of that back.
We're just going to use 2,000 of
for now, right now. We could use that immediately.
Right.
Then that would leave them with 6,500, and they're saying that if we don't give them the extension, then they may want to leave there earlier than their lease termination.
All right, address that you guys have been working on. Address, what's your feelings on the extension? Russell, is your report basically says don't give them the extension because we're going to need it all?
That's the way you're looking at it, right?
We
believe we need that space to give us time and to kind of allow us to look at these options.
Gotcha.
But, we're crowded, and I think like Hal just pointed out.
So we can use the entire space 3-4 years from now, or at least 2 years from now.
May I say something?
Mr. Sure. Griffin?
I think this started with a request from the bank that they wanted to reduce their overhead by, in some way, reducing their square footage, didn't
no.
it?
No.
I started
the process by approaching them, looking for office space to get the register, get the clerk of the peace back in this building.
I think some of us in the past, Jim, said, why don't we go out there and look and see what we got? Here we are renting space, and we're out looking for space.
Right.
It didn't make sense.
Seemed like a natural question to ask.
Yeah. Well, agreeing to an extension, he's saying that if we don't agree to the extension, they're still going to sign the amendment.
Yes. He just wanted the answer at the same time.
It seems like it would leave your options open better not to agree to the extension.
Yeah.
I think that is the consensus. Mr. Cole, maybe you'd want to make that motion.
Can I ask it?
Yes.
Sure.
Please.
Where does the clerk of the peace go?
He'll go into where our addressing department is on the second floor, directly across the hall from the constable. The addressing and mapping office is going to be divided in half. There's a little petition we're going to build, which I've already gone through this with George Parrish. He'll get the addressing side, which will give him adequate space for his offices, his storage, and the ceremonial area that he seeks. So he'll have enough space. He's very happy with that. And the folks working on addressing are very excited about moving out to the space in the West Complex, because it'll kind of give them a little extra elbow room. Because the space in the West Complex is one large open area with a petition. So they can move things around however they want. They're very enthused about making the move.
So I guess my question was on the documents we got.
Mm-hmm.
Under notes, under six, it says something different than that.
Those notes were from my February report, and these things have transpired since then. So
okay.
These are new new things that have come.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we accept the amendment from the Delaware National Bank.
Well, the amendment is ours, going to them. We want them to sign it.
Okay.
What I need from you, direction from you, is whether or not to offer them an extension to their current lease.
I make a motion that we do not offer an extension.
Mm-hmm. Second motion.
Yep. I have a motion and a second to inform Delaware National we will not be extending their lease after 2011. Is there any further discussion by council? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
They were there how many years? They've been there a long time, right?
Been a good run.
They have been there since 96 or 98. Something. Okay.